Yeah. Let me hit this button. There. And I go to this page.
I even brought me a sandwich this
morning.
And
I go to this page. I go to this corner. And then I press this button over here. And then this guy starts talking.
60.
Yeah,
59.
See? That's how that works.
Countdown.
What an amazing fellow.
Show.
He is spot on.
This continues to countdown.
Yeah, I'm eating a sandwich this morning, so I can't like wolf it down like I do my
Trailer
Park Mason This is the continued countdown.
Man!
38, right
now. Of me, by no means.
King of the Road. As you're listening to the Countdown Mason Show.
He's got that, the shark, babe. Has such teeth kind of sound to it.
Hey, see, now you give me a thought I want to play tomorrow. I'm going to play King of the Road.
Uh-oh. You allowed to?
17.
Yeah.
It's almost like country music.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I have gotten into playing Big John.
This is our countdown to the Slade and Mason Show.
Seven, five, oh, here he comes.
Here we go.
Right, shh. Behave
yourself. Still chilling.
One. Roar, roar, roar.
Now broadcasting.
Yep.
From the Dan Mason Studios.
Broadcasting. Yeah.
Deep in the heart of Virginia. It's the Slade and Mason Show.
J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome
How
to another episode. Hey, Mr. Slade, good to hear you.
Oh, God.
No.
See again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you. Yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away.
I was deep in the lair, the Slade lair, when I got a phone call that said something like, "Are you home?" And I said, "Well, yeah." He said, "Well, open the door." Well, after a bit of confusion and then a lot of laughter, sure enough, there is my partner, Dan Mason, in his stick shift Camry. Oh, boy.
Waving like Gomer Pyle. Hi, y'all.
But you know what? Yeah. The car rode pretty smooth, so
oh, yeah.
I can't complain. Yeah. And then we went and decided, you know, he asked me where I wanted to eat, and I don't eat out a lot because, So, but I picked a spot. Now, tell them, did I or did I not lead you down a very good path yesterday?
That was really good. That was the best fish and chips I'd had in almost 10 years, flat out. Flat out.
And I'm going to tell Janetta that when I talk to her tomorrow or Tuesday. So
yeah, you tell her that.
So we had, he had fish and chips and I had a nice Caesar salad.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was just good. And not to mention, we were even entertained because there were lots of SWPs around. Very little.
Yes, there were.
But, you know, I was it, and the person in the booth behind us was there.
It was very translucent. Yes.
It was. All right. You got to do a disclaimer, man.
All right. I don't know. Where is it? Hold on.
By the way, did you send me the picture? Because I didn't get it.
I did. I sent it to your phone.
No, I didn't get it. It won't open up in my phone.
Well, that sounds like you thing. All right, I'll have to email
it
or something.
You need to send it to, there you go.
Man,
because
you
we're
are
gonna
technologically
add another
challenged.
We're going to add another picture.
Somewhere. Somehow.
It'll be somewhere out there, I assure you.
Oh, my gosh. All right, page 3. Here we go. The Slade and Mason Show is all about you and us.
Mostly about us.
It is like a rodeo program. It's a radio program where we share with you news and stories and things throughout the week.
It's not a radio program. It's like, because I will not let it become a radio program. I do a radio program. I don't want any part of that in the show.
It is our take on it. We are basically saying the things that you're thinking, but you'd never hear on the radio. We're just trying to have some fun, so don't take it all too seriously. Just enjoy. Yep. Now, all the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dano Music because, well, we got grandfathered in. We're not going to pay for it. It was awfully nice of him.
We're frugal.
That's a technical word for cheap. Now, yes, there is a picture from 2016.
Somewhere on
Instagram. There's one from Twitter from 2022, and there will be a new one from this year, 2024.
Somehow,
I'm going to post it somewhere, and I'll make you guys all aware of it. Now, listen. Yes. Listen to me carefully. Yes. If you're enjoying this, seek medical help.
Anybody.
Okay. Now, if you want to share this with someone, please feel free to do so. There's also like a thumbs up button and a subscribe button. You can do all that fun stuff, which would be awesome. And in the meantime, just walk down the street, go, all right, listen to the Slater Mason Show.
They will find a very happy spot for you at Western State.
That's right. Now, as always, we're brought to you by Icy Southern Icy Treats. We'll talk about that at the break. Mr. Slade.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering, would you have,
Look,
by chance,
going through ruffling through those papers, man?
Would you have a Sunday morning observation?
You mean an SMO?
A schmo? Yes. Do you have a schmo?
No, absolutely. And I've gotten the impression here in the last couple of weeks that you are really tired of me ranting about January and February.
Yeah.
You know, again. Well, buckle up, Buttercup, because it is time for a rant of epic proportion.
Ooh.
We are living in a world that makes a clown car accident look like a ballet performance. Where do I even begin? Politics.
Ooh.
It's like watching toddlers fight over a sandbox, except with nukes. One side screams fake news, the other screams witch hunt, and everyone's throwing sand in their own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the adults are busy building sandcastles of debt and wondering why the tide keeps rising.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of the economy, remember that roaring 20s everyone was talking about? More like the groaning 20s, where inflation makes groceries cost more than a used car with questionable morals. Meanwhile, billionaires are playing astronaut while the rest of us are figuring out how to eat ramen without crying.
Yeah.
Speaking of world events, it is a never-ending bingo card of chaos. We've got geopolitical tensions hotter than a habanero on the sun, climate change doing the tango with the Amazon rainforest, and a global pandemic that refuses to take a hint.
Nope.
It's enough to make you want to build a fort out of duct tape and despair. But hey, let's not forget the social media. A beautiful dumpster fire where everyone's an expert, nobody listens, and memes are the only currency.
Yay.
We've got influencers hawking magic crystals to cure your existential dread.
Nope.
Conspiracy theorists who think the earth is flat, but their arguments are even flatter. And enough online arguments to fuel a small village for a year. So what the hell, right?
Yeah.
Listen, we're living in a world that's simultaneously hilarious and horrifying, confusing and comforting. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the mess, we're still here. We're still figuring it out, making jokes, and finding ways to connect. We may be a bunch of monkeys flinging metaphorical poop at each other, but hey, at least we're doing it with a sense of humor. Next time that you feel like screaming into the void, remember that we're all in this crazy circus together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's laugh at the absurdity. Support each other through the tough times, and maybe, just maybe, build a sandcastle that can withstand the tide. Just remember, if we all pull together, we might just be able to turn this clown car into a hilariously rickety but somehow functional parade float. Now, who's got the confetti?
I got the balloons.
All right. Well, you know, again, this rant was for entertainment purposes only. Please avoid throwing actual confetti at politicians. They might not appreciate the glitter.
Or the poop.
Or the poop.
Yeah.
There is my rant.
Okay. Yeah. It's getting a little silly out there, but I think it'll all.
It's going to get sillier, man. You ain't seen nothing yet.
I think it's all going to hash out.
And before you even get started, because I can see you're itching to push that button, I'm telling you, listen, there are over 50 pieces of legislation that were proposed last week in Congress about AI.
Nope.
Well, let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's a little late to lock the barn after all the animals have gotten out. They've already gotten out. There's no corralling this stuff now.
Nope.
So with that in mind, I hear ding, 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 ding.
That's right. This is Terminator music. JD's not familiar with Terminator movie. He should sit down and watch the Terminator movie, or at least watch or read the summary of it.
I watched Terminator.
Oh, you did finally. Okay.
Oh, yes,
okay.
I did. No, okay. I saw that years ago because, like I say, I was like, okay, I want to see what Flathead Arnold looks like as a robot.
Oh, my gosh. It was pretty funny. Anyway, so there is.
I love the red eyes.
Oh, yeah, that was a very scary, wonderful touch.
No, it isn't. I get them all the time. It's like, you know, it's my heart.
I'll testify to that, Your Honor. Okay, I'm going to say a new word for you.
Uh-oh.
Yep, the new word is Sora. It is Japanese for blue skies. And do you know what Sora is?
Blue skies, you just told me.
Well, unfortunately, it is not. It is a new AI-driven text-to-video that OpenAI has created.
Here comes that John Wayne Clark Gable movie.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. So it's only open to just a few developers, a few key people, and they have taken basically the best of the best and they've loaded up these videos. And if you look at them, as someone had pointed out, at first glance, you're like, wait a minute. Whoa, wait. No. There's something doesn't seem right. But it is like 99% there. Okay? I mean, we're talking like, the prompt was a beautiful woman walking down Main Street Tokyo wearing a red dress with a leather jacket, rain in the background, da 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 da. And dude, it was like a little drone coming down on her and like following her across. You could not tell that she was not human. Now, in the background, you had other people walking around, of course, and there was one guy dressed up like the Marshmallow Man, and his feet were moving and sliding on the ground, so he wasn't like, there was no friction taking place. So there are some issues with that. There was a prompt of grandmother celebrating birthday with a cake and family around her. Well, it looked like a bunch of people sitting down at like a wake, and grandma was there with a cake. Now, I've noticed this with AI. AI can't tell it doesn't know how high to make things, okay? So the cake was about an inch and a half tall with candles coming out of it. And she's like pretending to, I'm going to blow the candle. And she doesn't blow the candle out. And then the people in the background, you see their hands going, yay, and like not clapping together. And they're like moving around and they don't know what to do with their hands, you know. And then so it's like 99.999% there. But there's just little things,
Dan,
going on. But
Dan, do you remember early cartoons?
Yes.
And how they have advanced as far as animation techniques.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just a matter of moments before somebody tweaks the right thing and gets it right. Yep. And you're going to go, holy moly, she is there. Look, and they're clapping. They're all there.
Yes, it's realistic. You know, for instance, I had a family member send me a picture of a wash basin, you know, circa 1920 wash basin, zinc covered, with a small child in it, getting all washed up, all soapied up, like a little tiny baby. And next to it was, yeah, almost, but it was like, and then I had like a little puppy next to her. And everybody was like, oh, what a cute picture. I can't believe they were able to get that shot. And I'm looking around going, did you notice the little teeny tiny puddle? You know, the bubbles are actual miniature, tiny, 1-inch round puppies as well. Did you notice that the bucket is only 2.5 inches tall, which means there's no torso for this child? It can't sit anywhere. I'm like, so I'm like showing like all these things wrong. And then they're going, oh, yeah. But here's the problem. Most people didn't know that was CGI. And I'm like, AI, I should say. CGI is different. CGI is a human being's doing this work. But AI is plugging this stuff in, and it's like 90% there. But here's the other problem. Because Sora can do things that you could basically just plug in and say, I need the following. I need an aerial view of Disneyland panning up and glazing over the Everglades to the right, right? And it just created the video. So if you're a videographer and you have drones, might I recommend you sell them on Craigslist? Because, boys and girls, it is coming. It's coming really, really fast. So, there you go. That's my little scary moment for the day. Sora. Sora. S-O-R-A. It is. That's amazing. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, now let me just tell you what I did this past week.
Yeah, okay. You tell me what you did.
Okay, so, and you'll be so proud of me, because it's like, you know, even though I give you the rub about AI and the dangers that it poses, which I still think it's going to.
Nah, we're fine.
I have a friend who is literacy challenged, let's say.
Okay.
They always have to write commercials, mm-hmm. And man, it's like, oh, wow. It's like trying to maneuver in a landmine field. So I said to this person this past week, I said, you know, I have a tool that you might be able to use, which will help you out.
Yes.
So I recommended him to Gemini.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, my God. It's like he started fiddling with it. I told him, all you have to do is tell it what you want. Put the parameters in there.
Yep.
You know, again, who, what, when, where, why.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, and it's like, and he had to come up with 15-second spots,
which I
turned into like 45 or 60 seconds. Right. Because it's like, I blase, blase on. But anyway, so now he said, oh, yeah, you know, and I went back into some of my other clients, and it's like, you know, again, I have created a monster.
Yes, yes, it's great. I love it. I love it. Like I said,
but
it's a tool.
But I also told him, you cannot tell bank tells
nope.
that you're using this, because, you know, he's afraid it's going to take his job.
Yep. Now, we were talking, you and I, off microphone, about the possibility of there being like a radio station that would be run completely by AI.
Oh, yeah.
There is.
Oh,
yeah. It opened up in September 2023. It is in Germany. It is a, the jock is Kaia, so K-A-I and then A-I. And apparently it's all German rock music. And they're playing nothing but, there's nothing. There's no one there. I mean, there's no one there.
But
there's,
I mean,
it's
does
a computer
the
program.
AI...
Yeah, apparently it talks and interacts and what have you. I can't get the stream to work for some reason. I don't know if behind a pay.
Oh well,
pay
you might
or
have to
like
get
that.
Another VPN.
Yeah.
So,
but that's the deal. It's coming. That's the first one. The gauntlet is down, baby. So it's coming.
Boy, I'm so glad I'm old.
You know, speaking of old, Paul McCartney. Did you hear about?
He got his Rickenbacker bass back.
A Hofner bass. It was missing for 50 years. Apparently, they were going on tour as Wings, and someone stole it out of the back of the van. And they put out an APB about a week and a half. It was only about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And sure enough, you know, someone said, you know what? I remember there being an old-looking guitar up in my dad's attic. I'm going to go take a look at that. And sure enough, it was Paul McCartney's
As a matter of fact, I always wanted to play a Rickenbacker bass because of this, the body style.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, the great thing about it is that it is still repairable because there has been some damage to it, but it's still reparable, and they're going to be able to play it again. So you will see that bass guitar again.
Oh, I mean, Paul McCartney's got more money than God, so I'm sure that'll come into play. So
okay, you know, it's like he wasn't world famous, but we lost a giant this past week. Mm. And I know that anybody who's listening to this program has partaken in the product that this person produced. Mm. His name, William Bill Post.
William Bill Post.
He died at the age this week of 96.
Ooh.
He grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He was working for Keebler at the time when he was approached by another company to prepare a toaster pastry while working at Keebler. It was Kellogg that asked him to do this. And, of course, the product we're talking about is Pop-Tarts.
Wow.
Bill Post created Pop-Tarts, and, of course, he created it for his kids. And it's like, and that's where he started and refined the process. And next thing you know, everybody was eating this pastry, cakey pastry. A new survey by the Daily Star reveals that 2 million Brits. Oh, God, I got to get into that one. But like I said, Pop-Tarts are cultural differences, okay?
Okay, here we go.
We had just barely mastered toast. And then all of a sudden, SWB's come up with this really cool cakey sweet product to put in your toaster. All we were putting was bread.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think I had a Pop-Tart. Let's see, Pop-Tarts were created in 1964.
Yeah.
And I don't think I had a Pop-Tart until 1970. And I think it was because I bought it on my own.
Yeah.
Mom didn't go for that kind of foolishness. Yeah. What is that? Oh, yeah.
We're not buying that crap. Breakfast. Yep. That's you right, you exactly. And I had the same mom. We're not buying that crap. You were hungry? Get some toast. Make yourself some sandwich.
Right. Have an apple.
God, I hear that. One more time. Have an apple.
Jim. Yep. So, I mean, it's like it was, but I just wanted to mention that because, you know, I'm starting to get very melancholy.
Oh, here we go.
I'm getting somewhere closer to taking that eternal dirt nap. So it's like,
that's not what I saw yesterday. Anyway.
Oh, let me tell you.
I was thinking, you know, hey, you know, I could just come in here and rifle through his pockets when he's gone. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's a quarter. That's a good, clean quarter. I like this one. That's a dollar. Another dollar. Oh, let me move this sofa over here. Yeah. Oh, what's in this coin box? Ooh, nickels.
Do you know that it is, and doctors are starting to realize that I have found the preservative, the secret to the fountain of youth.
It's the key lime pie flavored Hostess cupcakes that you gave me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. God. So Dan comes to my house yesterday.
Oh my
and
God.
I invite him in like any sociable host. And I was my
after
my
he put level, after he put the 357 down. But go ahead.
Yeah, my sugar levels were dropping. So it's like I thought, well, hey, here, I'm gonna try this because I like to experiment and I see new products. I go, all right, I'll try it once. But it's like, listen, here's the thing. I eat all my mistakes. Mm-hmm. I don't throw them away because I can't afford to throw away that stuff. So I said to my buddy, Dan, I said, hey, Dan, look, hey, listen, this is a new Hostess cupcake.
He said,
yeah, okay. And I said, oh, it's special, though. He said, it's green.
It's green flavored.
It's key lime pie.
Yeah.
Well, what does my partner say? I make key lime pie all the time, so it's
and,
like.
And I said, "This,
try this."
Nope, this is not key lime pie.
now.
This is a hostess cake with stale green lime flavor put on top.
Oh, no. I got an even better one. It's rejected Twinkies with green slime pie on it. Because it is the cake is the same texture as a Twinkie.
Yeah, it is.
But there you go. So I had a 50-50 day with Dan yesterday.
I recommended
a cupcake that he couldn't stand, but I got him a meal that he could just bond about.
Oh, my gosh. So,
let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever get the opportunity to go anywhere with Dan, don't. just spare yourself.
Come on. We had fun.
Embarrassment.
It was great.
See, here's the thing. What it is that he reels you into this stuff. You know, it's like,
What? When you talk to your buddy tomorrow, why did we have two waitresses?
Because we had a waitress in training. I thought you had figured that out.
She is
the new girl. But I'll tell you what, I thought she was like a young girl, but man, I saw a turkey crop around that.
All right, we're moving on from there. Now,
all right, listen. Okay, I got one more thing before, because I know we're going to be going into break.
Okay.
All right, listen. You know, what's wrong with you people?
Oh, God.
What is wrong with you people? Listen.
Where do we start?
A new survey by the Daily Star reveals that 2 million Brits have a fetish for smelly feet.
Ew.
I mean, just over 3% confess that the odor of smelly feet turns them on. You know, this is why you lost the Revolutionary War.
Look.
This is why you are still stuck in this bohemian, what you call a monarchy.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
Look. You're worried about that? Look, I there's a reason.
The aliens haven't landed.
There's a reason that camembert cheese smells the way it does.
Goodness, British bread. Sadly,
ooh, baby, let me get between them toes.
You never watch the show.
Oh, is that cheese? Is that camembert?
Some stinking bishop, please.
Yeah, I'll have a hostess stinky, please.
Today in history, February 18th, 1861. The Italian unification almost complete. Victor Emmanuel II of Piedmont, Savoy, and Sardinia assumes the title of King of Italy. And sardine sandwiches were handed out to everybody. Congratulations! 1911. First official flight of airmail takes place between Allahabad, United Provinces, British India, now India now, as Henry Pouquet, a 23-year-old pilot, delivers 6,500 letters to Nanani, a record-breaking 6.2 miles away. Who is this guy, Nanani, and why is he getting sick? Apparently that's the name of a city. My bad. Never mind. 1930, Elm Farm Ollie, also known as Nellie J, becomes the very first cow to fly in a fixed-wing aircraft, and also is the same cow to be first milked in a flying aircraft. The St. Louis newspaper trumpeted her mission as being to blaze a trail for the transportation of livestock by air. When asked about the first flight, Nellie just said, "Moo, moo, moo, moo," and here's a glass of milk. 1978, the first Ironman triathlon competition takes place in Hawaii and is won by Gordon Haller. Tony Stark is fumed and returns the next year and wins it hands down. And finally, 1979, snow falls in the Sahara Desert in southern Algeria for the first time in recorded history. Global warming is coming, my friends. It's coming. I'm Dan Mason, and that's February 18th.
Hey there, Carmine DiGuzio here. How you doing? Hey, listen, you know, the summer months are coming upon us, and I gotta be quite frankly with you, You ain't looking so nice right now. You've been eating those cheeseburgers, drinking down those Diet Cokes. Not. Quite frankly, you're fat. If you try to squeeze into that swimsuit of yours, it's going to look a little disgusting, if you know what I'm talking about. People are going to see bulges they ain't seen since the last time you tried to stuff yourself into a Santa Claus outfit. Yeah, it was disgusting. But the great news is Carmine DiGuzio's got this great new package for you. Yeah. It's the Carmine DiGuzio Home Liposuction System. Oh, this is great. In your package, you're going to find all sorts of great things for you. You're going to find a syringe, a 9-foot length of 1/4-inch hose, mostly clean, a bag of sterile gauze, some rum and alcohol, a topical spray, a bottle of tequila, and an instruction manual. Also available to our first 50 callers, a DVD where you can watch step-by-step on instructions on how to remove all that disgusting fat. It's easy. It'll take you step by step, but it's as easy as drinking down the bottle of tequila, making a small incision in the tummy there, taking the hose attachment and plug it into the back of your vacuum cleaner, and let it go. Sit, relax, watch TV, as all that fat goes into your hoover. When you're done, you'll find a little sewing kit coming in with your package there. Just sew up the hole, wazam, you're all done. Now, all that fat you pulled off is probably not fit for human consumption, so you might want to pour that down the drain or something. Definitely don't give it to the dog. So if you're looking a little pudgy around the edges there, order the Carmine DiGuzio Liposuction Home System there. Why spend thousands of dollars? Only $49.95. Order it today.
The Carmine DiGuzio Liposuction System is not available for children under the age of 14. All users must sign a waiver prior to purchase. The Carmine DiGuzio Liposuction Company is not a medical company and is not responsible for any medical conditions that may arise from the use of the Carmine DiGuzio Liposuction System. Please be advised that accidental death may occur utilizing the Carmine DiGuzio Liposuction System. If excessive bleeding occurs for more than 4 hours, please seek medical attention. The Carmine DiGuzio Liposuction System cannot be sent to New Jersey, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Maine, Nebraska, California, Washington State, Oregon, and three cities in Ohio.
So if you're looking to get hot, hot, hot for the summer, go ahead and order the Carmine DiGuzio Liposuction System today.
Thank you.
Sorry about that, gang. But now we must return you to the Slade and Mason Show.
And this is the Big Big Joe Polka Show. We thank you for coming into Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. Big Joe Polka Show, indeed.
Hi, I'm Jamie Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
That was Victor Zambruski and his Polka Kings doing a You Must Have Italian Wine for today, being a Red Wine Day.
All right. Big Joe Polka Show.
Or actually, just wine. Just wine. National Wine Day. All right. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Ice. I'll need to fix that recording so it's a little bit louder. I don't know why it was so quiet. It's old. It's old. It's like from it's almost 100 years old. Did you know that, that recording? Yeah.
No.
All right.
See, again, they had some really sad times, too. That's what they had to look at. Oh, my God. Yeah.
This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats.
Yeah? What's that?
I'm glad you asked. Icy's... I can almost get away with this.
I was thinking that maybe you could give me a little insight on this icy something icy thing.
Sure. Yes. You're fine, boy. It was delicious treats. Yes. No, I won't do that. All right. The icy something icy treats is a special thing that's going to happen in less than 2 months. Tickety tickety talk, boys and girls. You need to get your back children in an order, and you need to give them a call right now at 804-617-8827, and let me explain to you why. I will explain to you right now why you need to call Icy Something Icy Treats. It is a food truck. It is established by my friend Sheila Keenan and her very big husband, Al. We should make a cartoon character of him. Al. Okay. Al. And they have gone through the torment of getting this truck set up and ready to go on the road, licensing, taxes. It is a major to-do to get a food truck on the road, let me tell you. But anyway, they went through all the trouble for you. Why? Okay, so Sheila went to Hawaii, and she saw these tropical, icy places, and she fell in love. I mean, it was smooth, it was creamy, it was delicious. She came back here to the United States. There was nothing. There was nothing. There was, take some rocks of ice and crunch them up and throw in a blender and throw some flavorings on top of it. That was it. That was it. So she did some research, and she found out that what they use on the islands is these Italian ice machines that basically shave a block of ice. And these shavings is like a snowfall, and it goes into your waiting goblet, and then they put the flavorings on top, and then the fun begins. It is so smooth. It is so delicious. It just, you talk about quote unquote melting in your mouth. It does. I mean, it touches your tongue. It just like evaporates and all the flavor is there. It's a special event.
He's going to start drilling on the microphone in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. I've had it a few times. It's delicious. I love it. Maybe there's a corporate event. Maybe there's a nonprofit opening up, or there's a new vet office,
or maybe
opening up,
you
a doctor's
just
office.
Want to have a party.
Maybe
with
there's a treat. Man, the birthday party. You got friends coming over, and you're like, hey, man, let's do this upright, right? Give them a call. They'll show up, 804-617-8827. They will schedule you. Their schedule is filling up. Let me tell you that flat out. I know that for a fact. We've already talked. So you need to jump on this. Give them a call at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. They're also available on the internet. They're at this website thing called www.iceysomethin.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. They're also available on Facebook and Instagram, maybe even Twitter. I don't know.
Anyway, you can
I
get
don't know. X
that app. Yeah, give them a call. 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. That number once again is 804. That's an area code. Then the exchange is 617. The number is 8827. Again, give them a call. 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
There you go. All right.
See, again, it's like I'm paying attention this time, man.
Yeah, kid,
I was taking a look at a friend of mine who just ends up going all over the country and all over the world, man. All these tropical places, like I hate him.
Like tropical places, like the aisle in the Sapu store with Hawaiian punch. That the Hawaiian places he goes to, tropical. He stands by the bananas and the pineapples. Is that where he goes to tropical places?
And the lime and the coconut. He takes it all around.
The lime and the coconut. Doctor!
All right, so, you know, Doctor. Dano, I've been paying attention to some things that are going around.
Yeah, you've come out of the fog. That's nice. Okay.
You just continue to taunt.
Reunited.
Here's the thing. You know, when I started hearing that Amazon workers were trying to unionize, I thought, well, guess what?
What?
The unionization is taking over the world again. WDIV says that Disneyland's performers for characters like Mickey Mouse and Cinderella are looking to unionize. The performers want to improve their working conditions to maintain the magic for visitors.
No, that's
you see, that sounds all noble and such. Come on, let's be honest here.
You're tired of standing
on your toes, having little kids grabbing at you and pulling on you. You want money. That's where it's going to come in.
But
you're going to make a lot more money.
The birds and bees, I want money. That's what I want.
Mickey on strike. I can just see him with a protest sign right now. MICKURSTRIKE. We're on strike.
MONEY.
I just wanted to bring that to people's attention because it's like it's expensive.
Yes, it is expensive.
It's expensive to go to Disneyland or Disney World. You know, it's I think I'm hearing on average $1,300.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, well, first off, you have to get down there, and that's a flight. So that means you have to get on an airplane. Let me tell you what's going on with airplanes these days. So first off, did you hear about the flight from Buffalo? Two-passenger plane had to make an emergency landing this past Monday?
No.
We have an emergency on board. Yeah, what's your emergency? We lost the rear door of our plane.
Okay, so I'm thinking what they should do now is just give everybody a big, huge roll of duct tape when they come on board. Welcome aboard Delta. Here's your duct tape. Welcome aboard Delta. Here's your duct tape. And just, you know, everybody like duct tape the inside interior over by where you're hanging out. Just,
I mean, I'm just looking at this. It's like, because when you're in a pressurized cabin, first off, and all of a sudden the door comes off. Man, it's like I'm looking for everything to be just sucked right out of that airplane.
Well,
people and chairs and such.
They were at, 12,000 feet, I think it was. But if they were at the 20,000 feet, the 20 to 26,000 feet where they cruise, everybody would be dead instantaneously. All done. All done. Now, here's the other problem with airplanes. I don't know what's going on here, but there was a woman who got on board a flight and traveled from Tennessee to California.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh yeah, without a boarding pass, just waltzed on the plane.
I mean, wait a minute. Listen, like, I happen to know somebody who works for TSA.
Wait, I do too. I think that explains everything. Now, also, Delta passengers got a little unexpected. All these airplane stories are coming out. Got a little unexpected while they were on their flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. Apparently, someone from the previous flight kind of maybe sort of a little bit left their food, which was rotting fish. And when they opened up the overhead, they were all showered with maggots. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And you wonder why the aliens haven't landed.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of maggots, have you seen the image of the beef-infused rice from South Korea?
No.
Oh, my God. They have taken, they've taken food to a new level. Apparently through like DNA and cell mutation and what have you, they have developed a rice that has beef muscle and beef fat integrated into it. It looks like a large pink mass of maggots. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's delicious. So I'm just looking forward to that day we were going.
Like I say, and when you see something move on that plate,
oh,
man.
Oh, no, we can't do that. We can't. Please don't do that to me.
I just gave him a sight that he just cannot undo now. Ladies and gentlemen. We are the fattest nation in the world, and there's a really easy answer for it.
That's because of that delicious meal that we had yesterday.
That's exactly right. Now, of course, if we ate more like that, it's like we wouldn't be the fattest nation in the world. We'd actually be feeling pretty good. I told you I was going to devour. Man, I got home, man. I was hungry. Anyway, all right, ladies, listen, here's why. Is the food manufacturers are helping to contribute to our fat assetness. So, here are some of the things that are going on this week. Can you believe that women are using bee venom to combat aging?
What?
The Daily Northwestern says that women are using bee venom to combat aging and treat acne. Now, bee venom can make skin smoother. You know why? Because it swells it up, man. It makes it three times as tight. And it makes lips plumper.
It has
antimicrobial properties that help reproduce collagen and elastin. Bee venom also improves blood flow. One of the problems with you people is that you just can't accept the fact that, listen, we're built a certain way, and after certain stages, we go through different degrees of breakdown. You're gonna get old and wrinkly, so just accept the fact, unless you're black, because black don't crack.
Nope.
All right, moving right along. The Las Vegas Review Journal says that Buffalo Wild Wings is giving away free wings later this month because the Super Bowl went into overtime.
Oh.
Anyone can get 6 free boneless or traditional wings from the restaurant on Monday, February 26th from 2 to 5 p.m. Yeah. Okay. Totally the Bomb says Wendy has a new frosty flavor called the Orange Dreamsicle. It's supposed to remind you of summer. It'll be available starting on March 13th. I love Dreamsicles. I really do. Taboom says Old El Paso has introduced new Cinnamon Toast Crunch dessert taco shells.
What?
New Cinnamon Toast Crunch Dessert Taco Shell.
Jeez.
The shells are coated with Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cinnadust.
Oh, my God.
They'll be available at retailers starting in March. Okay. Oh, this is the big news. This is the one for the week. You want to see your ass spread about 5 sizes?
Yeah.
Listen up. USA Today says Taco Bell and Salt and Straw are bringing back the Choco Taco.
Yay!
The new ice cream chocolate taco will feature a hand-pressed waffle cone filled with cinnamon ancho ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be dipped in chocolate and topped with toasted brown rice and sweet sauces.
I'm ready to eat.
For the dessert has not yet been announced yet.
I want 3.
I tell you, Food Beast says Cinnamon Toast Crunch iced coffee is going to be available at select Sam's Club wholesalers this month and will have a nationwide rollout in March. Yes, cinnamon toast. Ah. Yeah. Brand Eating says Bob Evans down on the farm is getting healthy with their new protein bowls. The bowls are packed with bacon, sausage, ham, cheddar cheese.
There's no toast. It must be good for you.
Now, wait a minute. Okay. Their new protein bowls are going healthy, packed with bacon, sausage, ham, cheddar cheese, sweet potatoes, spinach, corn, black beans, onions, eggs, and hollandaise sauce.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's like, oh, that's healthy for you. But, ladies and gentlemen, one more example as to why we are the fattest nation in the world.
Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's disgusting. That is not a healthy meal.
I mean, like I said, here we are. Women, teenagers drinking spearmint tea to clear acne.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, bee venom, they're all going to get like that stuff. And they're all going to look like wimpy with a puffed up faces.
Gladly pay you Wednesday.
And you know,
for a cheeseburger,
if you get puffy in your face, you know, that of course increases the size of the pores.
Yes, it does.
So they look like freckles.
Yes.
Again, so.
Like little landmines that puckled all over your face. It's going to be great.
Yeah, let's stay away from. Well, see, again, I don't have any problem with my skin. My skin has been beautiful and smooth all these years. I never had acne, never had blemishes. Mm-hmm. I never let people hit me in the face. So, you know, again, it's like I don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. And my skin is still smooth, just like a baby's butt.
Speaking of food.
A baby's butt is food?
There's a vegan restaurateur in England who has decided that as a part of his vegan restaurant, he's going to introduce a new product on the menu.
What the heck could a new product be in this day and age?
Meat.
Let me see if I got this right. You did say vegan, didn't
you? Yeah, he's 100% vegan. let me see if I got the story again. Ron serving meat. I heard this story. I was like, okay, this guy is really giving up here. let's see. This is totally vegan buzz. Let me get this story here again. Hospital increased the mango tree in Taunton, Somerset. Which boasted a plant-based food essential for health, and has decided he's closing the doors, and they're going to be reintroducing with meat this new flavor called meat. There we go. So if it's look, I'm all for eating healthy. I mean, I'm all for eating healthy, but. Look, if you want me to eat grass clippings, you know, I can't eat grass clippings. Okay.
Now hold on a second, Dan. Wait a minute.
I can't drink oat milk. You know, it's
listen,
like,
when I was big and fat.
Yeah.
You know, again, I was trying to try and eat better. So I could, and I discovered, Morningstar Farms.
Mm hmm.
Morningstar Farms, of course, had all these meat substitute burgers and things like that. And as far as the texture, it tastes just like meat.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry.
Nope. That's it.
It ain't meat. It ain't meat.
Yeah. I was watching, what's the shark's, Shark Tank? Shark Tank.
Yeah. Yeah, Shark
and
Tank.
My daughter's been watching the old shows that are about 10 years old. And there was one where this woman created these cookies. And they were, no sugar, no flour, no milk, no egg. And the one guy who's a real jerk in the bald head, he goes, what are they made out of, sand? And sure enough, he eats it. And he says, okay, I get it. There's flavor here. But you know what? I would never intentionally eat this. He goes, I am out. And sure enough, nobody wanted to put money into it. And 2 years later, they divorced and the place shut down. But look, you know, you can't look, okay. I understand some people do have allergies to wheat and they're pretty severe. I get it. And some people do have allergies to milk. I get it. And eggs. I get it. But if you're going to focus on basically less than 1% of the population and that's it and nothing else, your business is not going to make it. I'm just going there.
You know, it's like I've had one semi-successful business in my life of my own. Mm-hmm. And I worked to earn the success of that business.
Yes.
Because like I say, no matter what they tell you, you know, it's always going to be on your back, whether you make it or break it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, after 10 years, hey, I was tired of killing myself. And I knew that I wasn't going to be able to beat up, you know, the newspaper trying to bite me out. So, yep. You know, again, but for 10 years, I looked really good.
That's right. That's right.
And everybody who gets an opportunity should be able to take advantage of that. Because like I say, there are two things you learn. Number one, you learn that just being the boss doesn't mean a whole hill of beans.
No, it doesn't.
Because like there's just so much work that as the boss and as the owner that you got to do. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, like I say, I had fun. I did. It was mine. It was like, you know, again, I could, if I decided to go to work, I could. And if I decided I was going to just goof off, I did. But of course, I also realized if you goof off that day, you're going to make it up.
That's right. You're going to find some money. Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
Yep. You know, there is a way to make money.
Oh yeah.
You know, did you hear about the Connecticut pastor who's making money?
No.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Apparently he's selling crystal meth. right there in the rectory and getting people to have some, and then he enjoys some on-site voyeurism, encourages that, and yeah, what a nice guy. Yeah. Apparently, he's been arrested. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Really? Yes, he's going to be doing a little time behind bars, you know, a little time. And speaking of time, you know, you and I have been on the planet for a few decades.
Just a couple.
But when you get to 10 decades, that's a long time. And apparently, there is a fellow from Iran who is listed as the world's oldest world championship diver for the age of 100 and competes in the World Aquatics Masters Championship at the age of 100. And they showed a video of
There's like one or two people in there. Yeah,
there's only one or two people left on the planet. And they showed him, quote unquote, diving. I call it... I call it a controlled belly flop.
I mean, look, you're 100 years old. There ain't been so much you can do. You ain't going to be able to straighten your body out and things like that. So, I guess a controlled belly flop is the best you can do. But he's 100 years old.
He's 100 years old. Yeah, he's still doing it. And I'm like, they show he's just coming out of the water. I'm like, yeah, put a shirt on, please.
And ladies and gentlemen, with that thought in mind, I want to remind you.
Yes.
When you decide to mar your body and get those beautiful tattoos, just remember, when you're 20 years old, it looks like a parakeet. Yeah. But when you're 60 years old, it looks like a pterodactyl.
Or the weirdest looking barcode is just stretched out.
And keep in mind, you know, when you get all those tattoos, you know, as you get older, it's just going to become a very colored blur.
Yes, yes. All right.
Nobody's going to know that it says mother. It's like, you know, again, so.
So are you familiar? You're familiar with 23andMe.
Is that mommy shop?
No. 23andMe is where you spit into a little tiny thing and you send it off and they track your DNA and you can find out who your family members are and aunts and uncles and the family tree
And why do I want that?
Well, it also lets you know things you need to be aware of. Like, hey, later on, you may have, you may be susceptible to asthma. So maybe you might want to avoid being in a smoky area, or your family traits indicate that you're, you know, you possibility of have heart attacks and what have you. Well, as it turns out, this young lady decided to go and submit to one of these home DNA tests. And do you remember the story about the guy who was the doctor at the fertility clinic, and he went ahead and he just, you know,
he knocked up all
these women. Yeah, he's put his own special twist on things. Well, sure as donut, this this young lady ran her DNA test and found out she was dating her half brother in high school for 3 years. Yeah. So that went well. Maybe that's a reason, maybe not to use the 23andMe. But if you're like, I don't know, maybe. And then she had to have the conversation go with her parents to go, wait. You mean I was artificially inseminated? Yeah.
Oh! Now, before you hit that button, man, let me just tell you. Not the strangest thing you're going to hear. All right, so I don't know whether I really want to tell this story, but no, I don't want to tell it.
All right.
I'm not going to tell it. We're going to get out of here.
We'll get out of here.
I'll save it for next week, I promise.
All right.
I'll clean it up next week.
All right, boys and girls, that's going to do it for us.
It's time to say goodbye. Again, we say goodbye to you.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Oh, my gosh.
Another marvelous week of entertaining. Yeah, I might maybe I'll watch a Looney Tunes marathon this morning.
Oh, by the way, look at this. Senator Joe Manchin announces he won't run for president. Who is Joe Manchin? Some guy who was going to run for president. Apparently, he's not going to run for president. So that means that takes one 80-year-old man out. All right, there we go.
I you know, when when we get off the air, I'm going to tell you about five things about that were wrong with what you just said. Say goodbye, Mr. Mason.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade. Hey, listen, let's get together and have another Caesar salad and fish and chips next week.
Okay, maybe. Bye-bye.
Bye,
everybody.
Boy, we should do a cruising again.
They don't know why they keep listening.
They think we like each other.
What is their problem?
Hey, SWPs, obviously. I really said that's where our population is. Hey, by the way, what number show is this?
This is number 356, I believe.
Okay, 356. On the road to 400. Yeah, baby.
And we're out.